This is the Evotel Podcast. Frequently Asked Questions.
Welcome to another Frequently Asked Questions, the Evotel Podcast. I'm John Carricker. Bradley Becker, Head of Brand, is next to me. Bradley, how's it going?
Too bad, John.
Okay, look, last time we were talking about getting the fiber to the home and the termination points and routers. And if you didn't hear that podcast, you can go back. It's all in our archives there. But the one thing you mentioned a lot are the ISPs. First of all, what is the difference between Evotel and an ISP?
The main difference is we, you know, own the infrastructure, we deploy the infrastructure, we maintain the infrastructure, and we install the infrastructure. And then the internet service providers are the companies that then manage you as an end user. They bill you as a customer, and they make sure that you're receiving the connectivity that you're paying for, the data. Obviously, all of our packages are uncapped, so there's no limit to that. But they manage your overall experience once we've done the installation.
So technically, a customer doesn't really need, if I've got a home wherever and I've got Evotel fiber, I shouldn't even have to know that. That's, you know, I just know that there's a termination point. I phone up a service provider and they give me the internet.
Yeah, there's obviously various ways that you can get connected. Although Evotel isn't involved in managing you as a customer, we're always happy to assist you in getting signed up and selecting the right ISP. Obviously, we've got to remain agnostic because we are open access, but we are there to assist. We're there to answer questions that help making that decision easier. You know, obviously, we've got over 30 ISPs on our network, so there's quite a variety to choose from. But yeah, there's various ways. We always encourage you to rather engage with your ISP directly because there's T's and C's and contracts and stuff that you would need to, you know, formalize with them and understand from them, which we don't control, because they're separate entities and separate businesses. But yeah, we're glad to help, but ISPs are just as glad to help as well in signing up customers.
You use that word open access. What is open access?
I like to think of, you know, open access being a competitive environment that's been created to, you know, give consumers their best bang for buck. It's extremely competitive, and we've seen that, you know, with the drop in prices in terms of packages, etc. So open access is essentially we just build the highway. So Evotel would lay the foundation of that highway, and we then open that highway up to as many service providers that wish to provide a service. So again, you know, when I started at Evotel, we were probably around 15 ISPs on our network, which is still open access. And now we, you know, close to 40 ISPs on our network. So we never push away any potential ISPs that want to join our network. Obviously, we would like them to share the same vision as us, and our vision is just to connect as many people in South Africa. And we've got some really cool ISPs that are on board with that journey. So yeah, we're always open to finding new ISPs. You know, in all of these secondary cities that we build in, there's a lot of wireless providers that we then onboard as ISPs so that they can still continue servicing the communities that they grew up in and that they've been servicing for the last 5-10 years.
So you're talking about competitiveness. So there'll be service provider A, ISP B, And they'll start competing against each other a little bit. And obviously the more that are in there, the more there'll be a bottom price before they stop making money. But as competitor A will say, well, okay, we want to charge $500. The other one goes, well, we can afford to do that for $450. Other one goes, well, we can do that for $400. So it's only great for the consumer. So the more service providers there are, the better.
No, definitely. And you know, even from a customer service point of view, you know, if an ISP knows that there's 35 or 36 other ISPs that they're competing against, you know, their customer service has to really be on point because customers have now a choice to be able to switch to another ISP if they're not happy. Obviously, there are always T's and C's, so I'd always advise before making that decision, you contact your current ISP and ensure that you understand, you know, if there are any cancellation fees, etc. Even though the contracts are month to month, there are always sometimes T's and C's, but the option is there. And I think, you know, the ISPs know that, and they know that if they're not, you know, in line with the right pricing compared to their competitors, like any other business, and if their customer service is not on point, they're going to definitely lose a share of the market. And that's the beauty of an open access network, is that freedom of choice. And I think it scares the ISPs a little bit because they have to step up the game, but they do, which is important.
I know that I've stayed with my service provider that's a little bit more expensive, but their service is fantastic. You know, I can WhatsApp somebody and in 5 minutes, it's somebody's reply to it. And I know that it'll be fixed up within 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do that, but that's my choice. Somebody might want the other way around. They want it cheaper and they don't care about the customer service.
Correct.
This is the option.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it. You have the choice to choose a package and an ISP that suits your needs and your pocket. You know, I share the same sentiment as you. I'd rather have service than, you know, be with the cheapest ISP. But again, it's up to the consumer to decide what suits them.
If you've got a list, website's got all the details, right?
Correct. If you go to our website, if you choose and choose package, it'll have all our different line speed. And as soon as you click on the line speed, it'll actually take you to all the service providers that offer packages, which ones offer free installation, all those type of things. But it's all available on our website.
What's the website address?
It's www.evotel.co.za.
That's it. Another frequently asked question. A reminder, if you have a question for Evotel, do drop a mail, info@evotel.co.za. And Bradley and I will chat about it next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.